We've just been talking about Man United. They recorded their worst league start in 29 years as Jose Mourinho's side were beaten by West Ham at the London Stadium. They have 10 points from 7 games, the same as in 2013-14 under David Moyes.
Dear.
But inferior goal difference means it's their worst top flight start since they picked up 7 points in 1989-1990. This is before Sir Alex Ferguson was a manager. Despite this, Mourinho says he is giving his best.
I can assure Manchester United fans that I give 100% every day, every training, every 24 hours of the day, every match.
Well, we're joined now by Paul Parker, former Manchester United defender. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. Good morning to you both, I should say.
Morning, Paul.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you. So, all right, he's given 100%, Jose Mourinho, but it's obviously not enough, is it?
No, that's correct. I mean, the first and foremost is when you're playing the game, you want to give 100%. You should be trying to give 100%, but it may not be good enough on that day. And I think we have to look at it. If Jose is saying he's given 100%, it's not good enough for Manchester United at this moment. And quite a bit before that as well, Manchester United haven't evolved really since he's been there. We can talk about 2 trophies, trophies which he deemed as meaningless before he joined Manchester United. But he absolutely adored them when he became a Manchester United manager. But we have to look at performances, and performances from day one just haven't been good enough.
I read a thing from Gary Neville this week, and he said that he feels it's not been right since they sacked David Moyes after 8 months. Because he's sort of basically saying that it became less of a football club and more of a financial enterprise.
I can see where Gary's going, but we have to look at most of the clubs now, and that's the way it is. I mean, 20 years ago, would we have said put football and business in the same context, let alone the same sentence? And the answer would have been no. But now the two go together. When anyone talks football, they talk business. So what Gary is saying is right, but I don't think it should have really have allowed a club like Manchester United to go the way they are. The reason why they have gone the way they are is they did go a little bit against the grain with 3 managers in a short space of time. But what they've gone and done is, more than anything, when he's gone to that one, which is the all-important one, after LVG, they went to somebody just for the sake of what they believed and what everyone called him was a winner. But when you employ Jose Mourinho, you might get someone who can maybe win your trophies, but you have to put up with everything else that goes with it. And it was never right for Manchester United, and that has been proven to what has happened now. There's too many unhappy people, and people can blame up top, they can blame Jose, but at the end of the day, you have to look at the person who's actually sailing the ship, and that is Jose Mourinho. He has not done his job properly.
Paul, I mean, for me, the most important component at the club are the players, because they have to go out and play. It's clear, especially looking at that West Ham game, that I don't like saying lost the dressing room, but the players' desire to actually fight and roll their sleeves up and play for the manager just isn't there.
No, it definitely isn't there, Ian. And yes, you're right. I was.
You're calling me Ian. How long you known me? You're calling me Ian. I used to clean your boots. You're calling me Ian.
Oh, Ian, is that Maltz? I tell you what, I couldn't tell the difference. I do apologise.
You couldn't tell the difference. Oh, blimey! I'm far more eloquent.
Okay, Morgs, I should know better than that. I do apologise, and I'm sure you'll let me forget all about that.
Of course I will.
No, that was me talking there.
Anyway, you put me right off a trait there where I was going.
Players, oh, players, Paul. I think it's down to the players. And the players, right. It seems they don't want to play for him.
I was there at the weekend, and I've never seen it so obvious since I've been watching Manchester United that the players... There wasn't. I mean, I watched that third goal go in and I was absolutely disgusted when I saw that third goal go in. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And yes, it was just what was a central midfield player, a player who I've watched in the under-23s for Manchester United, an attacking central midfield player, by the way, McTominay, playing in a back three initially, then put into a back two when you've got Baye on the bench, I'll never know.
Well, Paul, is he making a point there by putting him? This is Ian, by the way. is he making a point there, Paul Mourinho, by putting McTominay in the back three? Is he basically saying, and in the back two, is he basically saying to Ed Woodward, look, this is what I've got?
Well, that's old school. Christ, that tells you about him. That is so old hat. Shouldn't be doing, doesn't need that. Doesn't need to be doing that. You like to think the people, your peers are a little bit clever. They can understand what you wanted. It can't happen again, so stop throwing your rattle out the pram. But he's gone and done that. That goal goes in. And what I didn't see after they conceded that third goal was somebody going around, even pointing their fingers and cussing and saying, what's going on, lads? What's going on with you two centre-halves? Why didn't you, McTominay, come across? If you saw Arnautović in behind Smalling, why didn't you shout Smalling? Or why didn't you go across and fill the berth? Why didn't the right back push McTominay across? Where was the talking? And that tells me they're not fussed, they're not bothered, they don't care.
Paul, what happens next? I think they've got Valencia in the week. Let's say they get beat. Is it time? Will Woodward make a decision? Zidane has been the one mooted. You know, is it time for Mourinho to go? Would they have the courage to actually sack him at this point?
First of all, I would say winning or losing against Valencia shouldn't make any difference at all. I think everything's there in front of them already to know that this isn't going to be, a long-term relationship anymore. This isn't going to be able to carry on. It's just ridiculous what's going on. The club is not going to be able to get itself back to where it should be in the way it's being run at this moment in time. But it needs a change now. Is it a change about straight away for Manchester United to go and play this swashbuckling football? No, because that can't happen. But then it just needs a change that you can go and get a bit of love back in that dressing room where the players want to come in, get in the dressing room, laugh and joke, get on the training ground, have a smile, but know when it's the right time to start working, come in, smile, have lunch, get home, see their families, and get on that pitch and play with the shackles off. And play that if they make a mistake, they're not going to get cussed or persecuted for it. And I think that's all it needs, and the rest of it will follow on, but slowly. You don't suddenly become Manchester United of old just because you've suddenly changed your manager. It takes time. See, Dan, if he's been muted everywhere, is no guarantee. We have to remember what he walked into when he got his first proper managerial job, and it was incredible what he walked into, and he sustained it at Real Madrid, which is a difficult job in itself, sustaining it. So you have to respect him for that. But now, if he's going to come into Manchester United, he's going to be a novice. So people are going to have to remember that. But football doesn't allow anything like that. You're Zinedine Zidane. If you come into Manchester United, sorry, mate, there's no time for you to get your tracksuit on. You've got to go and win your first game.
Quite. It's going to be interesting times at Old Trafford for the next few months. Thanks, Paul. Good to speak to you.
Cheers, Paul.
Thank you very much. I'm not going to say anything. And just goodbye to both of you.